Tampa Bay's morning crew. Wow!
I feel good. I feel good story right now at 995 QIK. Kevin, let me tell you the love story between Bob and Shona.
I always love a good love story.
There you go. So Shona, her water broke at 5 months of her pregnancy. 5 months in, her water broke.
Man, that's early on.
So she was at home for a little bit. They were able to hang out, her Bob and Shona, but then they said, you know what, probably a good idea if you went to the hospital, and be a good idea if you were on bed rest. Yeah. Now, obviously, with the coronavirus, she was kind of in an isolated wing that happened to be close to a window.
Okay.
And he has not been able to visit. Bob has not been able to visit his love, Shona.
That would be really hard, especially in a time like this. 5 months, you're giving birth. It's not normal. Boy, that'd be tough.
It'd be definitely tough.
It'd be hard, yeah.
Well, it's all about improvising.
All right. And adjusting, I like that.
Right?
Yeah.
So Bob says, since she's next to a window, we're going to have date night on Zoom and out your hospital window.
I like that.
So he's been doing that. Here's him talking about it and then her talking about it.
Once we found that out, that I could come and visit and see her through the fourth story window, it just seemed like we're going to capitalize everything we can with that because that's all we've got.
They're like, look down. And he was there and he had this sign that said, I love you. And when I saw him down there, it was like it felt like he had traveled the world to see me.
Husband of the year?
Everyone is going for second place now.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a very, very cool story out of Illinois, I thought. But Bob stepping up to have a little date night with his future wife, actually. They are going to get married. It got postponed because of coronavirus.
Future husband of the year.
Yes. So future husband of the year. I mean, he's setting a high bar for himself.
Seriously. Come on.
But I feel good story right there. A little date night out the hospital window. We wish her nothing but a healthy pregnancy, healthy baby, healthy mama, and a happy life together. And hopefully they can get there. Hey, they might as well get married out the hospital window at this
point. Why not? Why not?
Hey, set history.
Yeah.
Go viral again.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
What I was saying.
Yeah. Again.
All right, coming up, your morning motivation at 7:05. Right now it's Travis Denning after a few on 99.5 QIK.
It's JR and Melanie's second date update on 99.5 QIK.
Yes, we got a brand new 7:15 second date update. JR and Kevin right now. It's 99.5 QIK. Kevin, we always want to make a little love happen, right?
We always love love.
Sounded so serious right
there. I know.
We got Kelly on the phone right now, and Kelly reached out to us via email because she is having trouble getting a hold of her date since they went on one. Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I am doing good. So I read your email, but I want you to kind of explain to everybody else. Tell us about this guy, Will. How did you guys meet? What did you guys do? What's going on now?
So Will and I were set up by mutual friends of ours, and I had never met him before, but he sounded really cool, and I was like, yeah, you know, I'll meet up with him. So we went to the Green Lemon.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, he was just super nice. Like, the date went well, in my opinion. Like, he's got this great job, and it was just, I don't know, it was refreshing to go with a guy that, like, is established in his career. I thought we had a great time. We had a lot in common. We talked, like, we laughed. I don't know. The flow was really nice. I had a great time. And then I would say the only thing that was odd or that struck me as just like random, he left the date because he said he had an emergency with his dog.
Okay.
And yeah. And so
did he get like a call or something?
Yeah. And then kind of suddenly he was like, there's this thing with my dog and I'm kind of worried about him. I think I should go. And to be honest with you, I haven't reached out to him since then because I don't know if the dog's okay. I didn't want to reach out to him in the middle of an emergency, but I haven't heard from him since. So honestly, I'm a little worried, like, is his dog all right? But
right.
So I thought I'd just kind of see if you guys might be able to reach out to him for me.
Okay. So I understand it ended abruptly, but was there anything before that that could have maybe turned him off? Like, as far as conversation goes, anything happened with the waiter, anything like that?
No, nothing weird. Like, the whole thing was going so well, I thought. So that was why it's strange to me that I haven't heard from him.
So you are worried about the dog, but you want to see if there's a second date involved, for sure.
Exactly, full thing.
A little twofer.
All right, a little twofer.
All right, Kelly, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to try to call Will, okay? Well, we're trying to help out Kelly this morning on the 7:15 Second Date Update. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew on 99.5 QYK. Here's what we know so far, Kevin. Kelly went on a date with Will. They were set up by mutual friends.
Right.
They went to the Green Lemon. They had a great time there.
Yep.
But it ended abruptly because he got an emergency call saying that there was a problem with his dog, an emergency with his dog.
Right.
So he had to leave. So Kelly's like, not only do I want to go another day, but I'm also kind of worried about his dog.
Absolutely. And why wouldn't you be? I mean, if you leave abruptly, you want to know is everything all right? Yeah, you need to know what the final thing is.
All right, so we're going to try to call Will right now and see if we can get him on the phone.
Hello?
Hi, is Will?
Yeah.
Hey, Will, this is JR from 99.5 QYK, Tampa Bay's morning crew. How are you?
Oh, okay. That's weird. Okay, hi, how are you?
Yeah, I know it's weird. I get it. Will, we want to see if you had a chance to talk. Actually, you know what? We really want to ask you, is your dog okay, by the way?
Yes.
We heard that he had a little bit of an emergency.
Sorry, what? I don't have a dog. I don't have one.
Wait, you don't have a dog?
I don't have a dog. I mean, is this Timmy? Is this my best friend, Tim?
No. This is JR and Kevin from 99.5 QIK. Is it okay if we talk to you on the air real quick? We want to ask you a couple questions. Is that all right? We're not here to embarrass you or anything like that. We just...
Sure, man. That's fine, I guess.
Okay, cool. Right. So, real quick, we heard about a date you went on with a girl named Kelly, and we heard it went well, but it ended abruptly because you got a call about an emergency with your dog, but now you're saying that you don't even have a dog.
I don't have a dog.
Did we kind of catch you in something right here, man?
Uh-oh.
Did you say that? Did you say that you had to go because you had an emergency with your dog?
Listen, as far as I can remember, I do that when I'm not digging the date.
Multiple times?
Wait, this isn't the first time?
No, man, that's my go-to.
It's his go-to, I love it.
So you did say that to her, and you did leave. Can we ask why you did that? I mean, did something happen?
Look, I have this code with my friend Timmy, and, you know, he texts me, and if I'm not doing a date, like, can I just be honest? Truthfully, it was boring, man. She was bored. She was boring me, and she was bored. It seemed like she was bored herself. I don't know.
Good. Wow. No, so you just you couldn't wait to get out of there.
Well, I mean, I had to eat first. I love the food over there.
Man's got to eat.
Yeah, green lemon Tampa. It's awesome, dude. I had to get out of there. So Timmy just texted me. I used the dog thing. And, you know, girls seem to, you know, they never argue about that.
Right.
Girls do it, too. Yeah.
I'm not saying that makes her right. But, I will say this. Kelly is actually on the phone with us, and she was very concerned, actually, genuinely, about your dog and wondering what was going on with you. I want to bring her back on. Kelly?
Hi, I'm here.
So, good news is there's no dog to worry about, but bad news is you kind of made that up.
Honestly, I can't believe that you would lie about that. Like, that, I don't know. You seemed like a nice guy, and, like, this is just really kind of gross.
Well, listen, I mean, your jokes were just, like falling flat, and I was... like petty laughing at you because you set yourself up to. Well, I'm sorry, Kelly, but like you're not exactly the kind of person that I could see going on a second date with. We're just not made for each other, right? So I mean, I got other things to do.
Go ahead, Kelly. Say what you're going to say.
I said you could have been honest and just said that to me, like be a man about it, instead of just lie about even having a pet, dude.
All right. Well, you know, I just want to be anywhere but where we work together. So, you know, would you rather me said that you're boring and like, you know, you had a little BO and like I was like,
okay, all right. Come on, Will. Let's not go too far with it.
Sorry. I don't mean to look, I'm a nice guy, so I don't know.
Clearly,
you proved that to me. Kelly, listen, we now know the truth. Obviously, this is not going to work out.
No.
But you know what's going on. And I think it was very nice of you to be genuinely concerned about him. Will, it's kind of a mean thing to do, but you have told her how you feel now. And obviously, you are not interested in hanging out with her again, correct?
Not at all.
Okay. Got that.
All right. Well, Kelly, now you got some answers. You can move on. Will, thanks for coming on the air with us. I wish you both luck, okay?
Thank you.
If I ever get a dog, I'll let Kelly know.
All right. Will. Bye, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Come on, guy.
Really?
Come on, Will. Really, dude?
Man.
I mean, listen. We've all heard about girls having that girlfriend on standby to check in and I gotta go, my girlfriend needs me, whatever. But man, lying about a dog.
Yeah, that's not good at all.
All right, I want to get your reaction.
I don't even have a dog.
Oh, really? Wow.
Interesting.
Like that he admitted it so quickly to us. And then went on to go, I'm a nice guy.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sure.
All right, I want to get your response right now. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Hit us up at 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's morning crew on 99.5 QYK. I'm still kind of in shock about the second date update, Kevin. I just feel like, man, they're an all-time low.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, so Kelly and Will went on a date. Will, right in the middle, goes, oh my gosh, I got an emergency with my dog.
Yeah, you're like, oh my gosh, you got to go take care of that.
So Kelly was like, man, I just really want to find out what's going on because I have not talked to her since, or talked to him since the date.
Right.
And I'm kind of worried about him and worried about the dog. Well, we called Will and he goes, what dog? I don't have a dog. Yeah. And then went on to say, oh, I just said that because I was super boring. And then he started kind of packing on top of her. I'm like, oh no, dude, you got to stop.
Yep.
So we kind of caught him in a little bit of a lie, but it seemed like he had no shame when it came to it.
No, he didn't. None.
All right, Mikey, he's in Tampa right now. Mikey, what do you think?
So he's a jackbutt, clearly. Like, you could have just told her that and then to go on air when you knew you were live on air to say she had BO. That was really mean and hurtful.
Like, yeah, that's when I kind of stopped him. I'm like, all right, dude, you've already been caught in this. Why are you going even harder on her, you know?
You could have just, like, you're a man, and obviously she thought you're a really cool person. You could have just sort of, like, I don't find this. I don't think this is going to work. You could have just said that after the date. You could have finished the date, and then it was like, okay, I don't think this is going to work, and just did that.
Yeah.
Like, that was wrong. And to lie about a dog, that's messed up.
But I know, really? I know, it's totally messed up.
I'm definitely going to use that excuse now, but I have a dog.
So it's fair game, right?
Yeah, so I'm like, the dog sitter said something's going on. I have to go home to check on him.
All right, Mikey, you have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Randall's in Largo right now. Randall, what do you think about this second date update?
Man, if that was me on the other end of that date and she would have called you guys to find out how my dog was just texting me, I would have been turned off. I would have been, I don't care what happened, you know, it's always a plus to say, hey, I'm concerned, you know, just let me know and follow up.
Right.
Now I can go from there.
So you think it was wrong of her to call us?
Yeah, if she was concerned, she should have reached out to him, you know. Then, you know, she didn't get a response. Okay, you know, she said she didn't even bother.
Right.
Went through the radio station to put it, you know, something wrong with that. But what he did, completely wrong. Beyond, especially, and he's not a nice guy if he's lying to her.
I know, that was the craziest thing ever. I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, hey, I'm sorry, this isn't working for me. Doesn't have to go into any further detail. That's being nice.
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, she had BO and everything. You started adding, tacking onto it.
Yeah.
When she wanted to finally be honest.
Right. Yeah, I hear you. I appreciate you calling, Randall. Have a great day.
You too, man.
All right. We got Hunter in Newport Richie right now. Hunter, come on. Tell me about it.
Hey, man. How's it going? I was just going to say, me and my best friend do the same exact thing. Not with a dog, but either him or I will text one each other and say, hamburger helper, and one of us will make a phone call and get us the heck out of there. I think today was gold.
The code word is hamburger helper?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh. How many times have you done it? Be honest.
Myself, maybe 3 or 4.
Wow. You've been on that many bad dates, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, I wish you better luck in your dating life, brother. I appreciate you calling.
Yes, sir. You too. Have a good one.
You too. Good morning. It's QYK. Who's this?
Hey, this is Larry. How are you?
I'm great, Larry. So what do you think about this second date update?
Oh, I think it's crazy.
They're not going to be going out again, but, I mean, that kind of lie I just feel like is so out of line.
Oh, yeah, the dog? Yeah, that was not good.
That was not good, man. And the fact that he goes, oh, no, I don't have a dog. It's like, no shame.
Yeah, I was shocked when you got that out of him. I'm like, okay.
Now what are we going to do?
Well, This isn't going to end well.
All right, man. I appreciate you calling. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way around it. It was just a messed up deal on Will. Now, if you missed it, you can hear it on our podcast at 995QYK.com. All right. This may be the most savage 103-year-old ever. I got to tell you this I feel good story about a 103-year-old survivor of the coronavirus and how she celebrated. It's after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Want to make you feel good with an I Feel Good story right here on 99.5 QIK. A woman in Massachusetts, 103-year-old woman, Kevin.
103.
That's
up there.
Killing it. All right.
Yep.
Now, she was diagnosed with the coronavirus. Obviously, we know the elderly are more susceptible to this.
Yep.
And have a lower survival rate.
Absolutely.
Well, she kicked coronavirus's butt and survived.
103
and survived. She was surrounded by family. They were told to say their goodbyes. I mean, that's how serious it was. And they asked her, "Are you ready to go to heaven?" She goes, "Hell yeah, I'm ready." Just awesome spirit about everything. I mean, you think about that, you know, hearing that from your grandmother. Well, she beat it. And what makes this story even better and makes her a savage, amazing grandma, and she goes, "I'd like to celebrate." They go, "Well, how would you like to celebrate?" "I'd like to have a tall, cool Bud Light."
Whoa.
So she, in her bed, in the hospital bed, knocking down a Bud Light.
I love it.
I think that is so, I mean.
That
is
awesome.
You know what she is, right?
What is she?
Oh, wait, I can't even play it. That was so fun. It was such a build-up. I'm so excited. But, yeah, she is an American woman, was I going to say.
Yeah,
I had it all ready to go.
100.
There it is. American woman. There it is.
There it is. Man. Yeah, she definitely is an American woman.
Oh, and by the way, my story doesn't even do it justice. I showed Kevin the picture of her.
It's the best.
It is fantastic. Woman is a savage. I love it so much, and it's just an I Feel Good story, and I thought you would love this. Check it out on our Facebook page right now. It is up, 99.5 QYK. Way to go. 103-year-old surviving coronavirus and knocking down a Bud Light to celebrate. I love that.
Now, it's time for Melanie's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, Brad Paisley Zoom bombed. Have you heard of this? Zoom bombed? Kevin?
Yes, I have heard of Zoom bombing.
Bombing. So they drop into somebody's Zoom. Well, there's 600 nurses on a State of Nursing event, and the nurses were very surprised to see Brad Paisley drop in on this amazing event, which would surprise anybody, I think.
Several points I want to make and topics.
Hang on. Wait. Haven't these nurses been through enough, Jay, that you don't have to put them through this presentation right now? I'm here to save these nurses.
He went on to take requests. I played his No Eye and Beer song and took requests from them as long as it wasn't Freebird.
Because I'll play any song but Freebird.
Morgan Wallen was kicked out of Kid Rock's bar. How does that even happen?
I don't know.
Knowing Kid Rock.
I know.
And he was arrested for public intoxication. Now, he took to Twitter to make an apology and explain the situation. He said, "Hey, y'all, just wanted to clear the air. I went out downtown last night with a few old friends after a couple bar stops. We were horseplaying with each other. We didn't mean any harm, and we want to say sorry to any bar staff or anyone that was affected. Thank you to the local authorities for being so professional and doing their jobs with class. Love y'all." Well, at least he owned it.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm glad. Kid Rock, you know, getting kicked out of his bar, I think is semi-impressive.
Yeah.
Not encouraged.
Semi-impressive.
Alan Jackson is doing something pretty cool. He is planning some shows this summer. Well, how is he going to do that? Well, he's going to be doing drive-in shows, mostly in Alabama, which I think would be really, really cool.
A drive-in show? Yeah, I think that would be fun.
Well, I think it's time to call out some Florida artists to make it happen here.
Yeah, come on, Jake Owen.
Jake Owen, Easton Corbin, Michael Ray, Florida Georgia Line, you are on notice. Let's make this happen. Drive-in shows here in Florida, Tampa. All right, make it happen. We want to see you. That would be a great alternative.
It would be awesome.
I mean, they just talked about doing it at the Dolphin Stadium, doing drive-in movies. Yep. I think we should do that at Raymond James as well.
Yep.
Let's get it done.
Yeah, I like it.
All right. You want to do a little throwback right now? A little throwback
please.
Thursday?
I like their throwback
Thursday.
I would
love to see Alan Jackson in a drive-in.
Oh, he's awesome.
All right, here we go. Chattahoochee. Oh, yeah. That is your Music Minute on 99.5 QYK. Some info on the SpaceX launch that didn't happen yesterday. I'll tell you about it coming up 6 minutes away. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's 995 QYK. Yesterday, we were so excited for the SpaceX launch. Now, did you and your son plan on taking a look east and trying to see it?
We were going to. I was going to take the whole family out into the backyard, but we were watching the TV right beforehand, and it got scrubbed because of bad weather in the area.
You probably heard this.
Dragon SpaceX, unfortunately, we are not going to launch today. You are go for 5.100 launch scrub.
I'll tell you what. The inside of this thing looks pretty cool. Very Elon Musk-ish. Because he is obviously the financial supporter of all this, the private company that's doing it.
It was weird seeing the astronauts, like, not in huge suits with, like, an oxygen pack. Yep. They were basically...
They were in Hawaiian shirts, were they?
They were almost like that. They had, like, you know, a helmet on, but it was, like, not much of covering. I'm like, wow, this is different. All right.
Listen to me. If someone came to you and said, check it out, Kevin, full expenses paid... You're going up. Would you do it?
No.
Why?
No, because I want to live on the Earth. I don't want to be in space.
You don't have to go there forever. No. Like a week.
No, I don't want to go up there. I like it here too much. I do.
Right now you do with the coronavirus going on?
I like it here. It's fine. I'm good. I'm good here.
I don't think you could pay me enough money to do it. That would scare the heck out of me.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not Tom Cruise. He's going up. I mean, he's been filming a movie in space. I'm not Tom Cruise. I'm happy right here.
I don't even like to fly on an airplane, let alone a spaceship. But I'll tell you what, if I was one of the astronauts and they said anything about weather maybe being questionable, I go, yeah, we're not doing this. There's no way. Everything's got to be perfect to do this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's no chances. Now, I know these guys are studs and probably don't care. And I mean, they got to be safe.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, and we want this to be a success. But, man.
But, no.
Insane. So, they're going to try to get it on Saturday, right?
Yeah, let's hope. I mean, I've seen the forecast. There's not much in the way of rain, supposedly, but we'll see. You never know with these things. It's got to be perfect.
Yeah.
So,
it should be.
Yeah.
Well, it should be.
Yeah.
Well, it got scrubbed yesterday. I was very upset because everybody was very excited about it.
I was.
But I totally understood it.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe you wouldn't go up.
No. What? You won't?
I know, but you're the brave one on the show.
No, I am not.
I mean, you're fearless.
Nah, that's not correct.
Really, is it a scared thing? You say you love living on this planet so much, but we're not saying you have to go live there.
I don't need to be in space.
Are you scared, is what I'm asking. It's okay to be. I'm scared.
Yes, yes.
And what are you scared of?
Yes. What am I... anything can go wrong. I mean, you know.
Just being thrown back in your seat like that for so long.
Yeah, it would be terrible. I don't know. It'd be frightening for me, you know. These guys want to do it, you know. They're like fighter pilots. They're used to the G's and the whatever, you know.
I couldn't even do the training.
That's what I mean.
You know that spinning thing they show all the time about doing the G testing?
Yeah, forget it.
Ain't a shot. I can do that.
Nope.
Anyway, well, Kevin and I have just announced on the air that we're both wussies and we could not hang.
I'm okay with that.
And a salute to the astronauts. So they're going to try it again on Saturday. Hey, a very interesting tweet came from Tyler Hubbard and his wife on Twitter yesterday. I'll tell you about it next. So an interesting tweet from Tyler Hubbard of Florida Georgia Line. He tweeted this out yesterday. First of all, he has two amazing kids. A two-year-old, Olivia, which you have a daughter named Olivia as well.
Yes.
You were first, that's FYI, so he might have copied you.
Way to go, Tyler, you copier.
And nine-month-old Luca. And he said that they're in quarantine, they're having a good time. They sometimes get a little alone time during quarantine.
Yes.
He and his wife, Haley. But he tweeted this yesterday. He said, Haley and I are done making babies.
There it is.
They're capping it off at two kids. You know, I think it might have to do a lot about with the quarantine, entertaining these kids.
They're like,
in a quarantine,
we can't do this with a third.
We can't do this again. So, hey, if you're wondering, the family is, the Hubbard family is full. Or as they say, done. What a perfect song right here. Chris Jansen, done. On 995-QYK. Thanks for having us on. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995-QYK, JR and Kevin here. So Grow Financial Credit Union is doing some pretty neat for local businesses. Kevin's got this story for you.
Yeah, so they're helping out 30 local businesses with free events. And their first one was at the Deviled Pig in Tampa, where they gave free barbecue lunch to hundreds of people, and it's called the Grow Financial Federal Credit Union On Us program, which is trying to boost small businesses in Tampa. And listen to what one guy went there, what he said about it.
You get the business that gets supported, and then you get the local residents of Tampa that get a free meal, a smile and a full belly. You know, it's awesome.
Yeah, who said there's no such thing as a free lunch? You know what I'm saying?
That's right. This is just a great deal by Grow. This Grow Financial, this is the first one of 30. So many more to come in Tampa. So how great is this? You get free food. It's helping out local business. Best of both worlds. I love it.
We were talking about it yesterday. It's like seeing people in this community, since I'm new to the community, step up has been unbelievable and so impressive. I'm so happy to live here. Is there a website you can do to see where the other events are?
Yes. Just go to growfinancial.org. It's called the Grow On Us campaign, and they'll give you all the information you're going to need.
Love it. All right, here we go. Let's play one of my favorite songs of all time right here. Eric Church, Springsteen on 995-QYK. Oh, it's my favorite part of the day. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew on 995-QYK. Time for Trending in Tampa Bay. We go live now to veteran radio personality Kevin. Kevin, tell me what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Well, if you were watching the SpaceX launch yesterday, 17 minutes before it was supposed to launch, this happened.
Dragon SpaceX, unfortunately, we are not going to launch today. You are go for 5.100 launch scrub.
He sounded like scared to tell him. He was like the bearer of bad news.
Yeah, he was like, I hate to tell you this, but I have to because the weather's bad and we can't launch today. So they're rescheduling for this coming Saturday. So let's hope the weather will be better for the SpaceX launch. It's a historical launch. First time a private company in the United States have sent astronauts into outer space. The president and the vice president were actually there, obviously in attendance. Didn't happen. They didn't get to witness it. So we don't know if they're going to be back. But Donald Trump did tweet out, thank you to NASA and SpaceX for their hard work and leadership. Look forward to being back with you on Saturday.
Hey,
so maybe
he
will
like
be back. So that's good news. If you're going to be attending the University of South Florida, they announced yesterday they are planning on having classes on campus beginning with the fall semester, which will start on August 24th and will run through November 25th. Now, here's what will happen when the Thanksgiving holiday happens. They will go online after that, and final exams will be online only December 5th through December 10th when the semester ends. Labor Day, Veterans Day holidays remain in place, but students are discouraged from traveling, according to a news release by USF. So back on campus for the University of South Florida, hopefully in the fall semester. And finally, Walt Disney World announced that they are going to try to reopen Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom on July the 11th.
Wow.
If Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, approves the plans presented Wednesday to an Orange County task force. Also, SeaWorld would open on June the 11th, so 1 month earlier than Walt Disney World. The other two parks of Walt Disney World, Epcot and Hollywood Studios, they are looking to open on July 15th, so a few days later after Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom. If you want to know about Busch Gardens, Busch Gardens, owned by the same company SeaWorld is. SeaWorld opening up June 11th. So what's going on with Busch Gardens? They were not included in Wednesday's plan. They're not in Orange County. They are in Hillsborough County, but Busch Gardens will submit its own plan to Hillsborough County officials. So when we get that news, we'll pass it along to you. If the parks are allowed to reopen, Disney will require park guests to wear masks, get their temperature checked at the entrance, and use sidewalk marked spaces to keep their distance. And the parks will suspend parades and fireworks. Yes, that stinks because their fireworks are fantastic. Disney Disney CEO Bob Chapek says that most things inside the park will be open, though.
While not everything inside the park will be open, most things will be open. And that will, of course, do the math. It's going to turn into a much shorter wait time. So for those folks that are lucky enough to be able to kind of get in and get in that new reservation system, it's going to be quite a magical day.
Of course it's going to be magical. It's Disney.
Yeah, it's the most magical place on Earth. What could go wrong? And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Thank you, veteran radio personality, homegrown right here, Kevin. Thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.